Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 10, day 2 of the study of Romans. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Romans 16, 10 through 16. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. Join me as we pray before we get started. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today, God? Would you speak to us, Lord? We want to know you. We want to hear you. We want to see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's Word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Romans chapter 16, starting in verse 10. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philogus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings. Now, you thought that when I was reading things in 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings, I had trouble with names. These ancient Greek names are pretty tough. Now, again, I said this yesterday, and I just want to reiterate it. I'm fascinated by the fact that these names are written in God's eternal word. Paul is sending these greetings, and these names are forever imprinted on God's heart as part of the canon of Scripture. And that fascinates me. Now, I went over yesterday why that fascinates me. If you're just starting with us, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. I don't want to reiterate everything, but I do want to just read through these things and let it sink in that these people, these were real people in real time, and the Lord marked their names for all eternity in his eternal word. But for today, I want to key on this last verse, verse 16. Paul says, greet one another with a holy kiss. I believe five times or four times in his epistles, I think Peter twice and Paul four times, encourages believers in his epistle to greet one another with a holy kiss. Now, if you're listening to this, if you're in America, this is not something we really do. You know, if you're a European, other cultures, the kiss thing is a lot more culturally appropriate. It's practiced. You know, those kinds of things in America, we don't really kiss. You know, we shake hands or we hug if you get a hold of a hugger every now and then. But, you know, this is the kind of thing we don't do. But I find this incredibly fascinating because this is something that was instituted as a part of the early church's liturgy, their practice. I actually, last year I was reading through an old book I found. Sometimes when I go to church retreat centers and camps and things like that, their bookstores will have old used books. And it's really interesting when you go to different denominations, different churches, camps. Their used book sections are just treasure troves of these little golden nuggets of books. And one that I found was a book on the ancient liturgies of the church, going all the way back to the very first one recorded by Justin Martyr. And he talked about this holy kiss was a very sacred practice. They held this practice very dear. And the reason they held it very dear, he explained why they held it dear, was because when there's an offense, when you got trouble with someone else, when they've hurt your feelings and when they've done something to you, and when there's something between you, but you're the only believers in town and you're all being persecuted, or it's very, very difficult to live as a believer, and that other believer has wronged you in some way, They encourage the believers, settle the matter before you come to the church service, because it was part of their duty to greet one another with a holy kiss. And so the idea was, if you've got something against somebody, it's going to just burn you to the core if you have to greet them with a kiss. Now, I'm assuming it was, you know, probably like the one cheek, other cheek kind of thing that they do in Europe. But there was something about it back then that it wasn't just a thing they did. It was something that forced them to stay in fellowship and stay in community with one another. This holy kiss was so important to the early church because it was the thing, it was the thing to them that kept them from wandering apart, from their hearts divorcing from one another. They were forced to engage. They were forced to find reasons to love one another because they were going to have to greet one another with a holy kiss. They took this very seriously. I mean, like I said, Paul doesn't say it just here. I believe Paul says it four times in his epistles and Peter twice. So this was something that the church, they picked up on that and they practiced this. And in some churches today, it's still practiced. They still take it very seriously. In America, you know, we have our greeting time. But there's something about that where we're really not trying to like settle differences or be forced to settle differences. We're really just shaking the hands of the people that we don't know that are sitting next to us as we sit through a church service. It was much different back then. It was much different through much of the early church history. I don't know how much this was practiced, later on, but in the first couple hundred years, this was something that was very special and very important for, I think, really good reasons, because we have to be bonded together in love. And that love, that the church would be bonded together in love, as Paul prays many times in his epistles, it was so important to them that they didn't want to let this idea of this holy kiss go away, because it was the very thing that forced them to settle matters with other people. If you knew you had to give that lousy guy who's irritating you to no end a holy kiss, you knew you had to give him a holy kiss on Sunday, well, doggone it, I'm going to go to him and I'm going to make things right, because I don't want to have to suffer through another phony kiss. I really want it to be a holy kiss. I really want to embrace these people in true Christian love, where that my emotions for them is kindled to such a place where I can't wait to see these people on Sunday. I can't wait to see them so I can find out how I can pray for them during the week. I can't wait to lay my hands on them and pray for them when I see them. That's the kind of love that Paul is hoping that the church will have for one another. And that's the kind of love we can have for one another today. But it starts with us kindling those emotions for other people. Lord, show me how to love them. Give me grace for the people that irritate me. Show me how to love them. And then we go out of our way to show them that love and find new ways to love them with all of our heart, just like Christ loved us. To love one another and lay ourselves down for one another. I'm not saying that we need to start greeting one another with a holy kiss. I'm a little weirded out by that, honestly, applying that in 21st century America. But the mindset behind kindling that love and affection, tender affection for one another in the church, I think it's so powerful and we need it. We need it today. Ask the Lord to show you how that could translate into your life, how that could translate into your church. What would that look like if you kindled those emotions for one another in your church? Holy love for everyone in the church. It'd be powerful. And then the lost in your city, they would truly know that you're Christians by your love. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I really am glad you joined me. And as always, I appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes. It is one of the best ways to let other people know about this podcast. And I really do read everyone and I appreciate them. You know, I don't read them on the air or comment because so many of you are in different places. Not everybody is listening to the most current podcast and you're all over the place. And so it may be a year before you hear me read it, but I read everyone and I appreciate them. And they really do inspire other people to jump on board and listen to this. And like I said, you know, yesterday, this is important. This matters to the Lord. He really likes it that you are intentional about seeking him. And I'm glad I get to be a part of that in your life. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.